taking his plea to lawmakers. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Ukraine's President Zelensky will ask the U.S. Congress in the morning to press for a no-fly zone over his country.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the Biden administration should say yes to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
Well, my guess is that everything he's going to request is something we ought to be doing.
But Zelensky has asked NATO to enforce a no-fly zone over Ukraine, something McConnell says is not an option, but
there are a lot of weapons that are extremely effective in controlling the air,
including, McConnell says, MiG fighter jets offered by Poland. The Pentagon has discouraged that move, warning it could be viewed as escalatory.
Fox's Jared Halperin, President Biden is expected to announce another package of aid for Ukraine on Wednesday, including anti-aircraft and anti-tank weapons. In the midst of the Russian bombardment of Kiev, President Zelensky Tuesday welcomed three foreign leaders, the prime ministers of the Czech Republic, Slovenia, and Poland's Mateusz Morawiecki, who promised continued support.
We will never leave you alone. We will be with you because we know that you are fighting not only for your homes, for your freedom, for your security, but also for ours.
The Senate has unanimously approved a resolution calling for investigations of Russia's President Vladimir Putin and his regime for war crimes over the invasion of Ukraine. President Biden marking Women's History Month Tuesday with remarks at the White House.
Gender equality is not a woman's issue alone. It benefits everybody. That's a fact. It benefits everyone. Our society, our economy, and our country.
The first woman vice president was not in attendance, the president explained. Vice President Harris stayed away because her husband has tested positive for COVID-19. A construction crane has collapsed in downtown Salt Lake City, Utah, crushing at least one car and injuring the crane's operator. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Outside Tacoma, Washington, two Pierce County Sheriff's deputies trying to arrest a wanted felon were shot Tuesday. One of them may not make it.
Unfortunately, our other deputy is in grave condition, and we're told that we need to prepare for the worst. We all know what that means.
Pierce County Sheriff Ed Troyer, the gravely wounded deputy, identified as 35-year-old Dom Colata. The suspect was shot and killed. Prosecutor decides Chicago police officers will not face charges over two fatal foot chases.
Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox says there's insufficient evidence to charge either Chicago police officer involved in the separate shooting deaths of 22-year-old Anthony Alvarez or 13-year-old Adam Toledo.
There are no winners in this very tragic situation.
The shootings both had similarities. The encounters happened in March of 2021. Both suspects were armed at the time while being chased on foot by Chicago officers, and both deaths resulted in community outrage and protesting. Tom Graham, Fox News.
A NASA astronaut has broken the record for the most consecutive days in space by an American and has another 15 days at the International Space Station before what could be a chilly ride home aboard a Russian spacecraft.
Astronaut Mark Vandehey will have long 355 days in space by the end of the month. And even as relations between Russia and the U.S. remain strained, NASA says his homecoming plans remain unchanged. He's due to leave with two Russians aboard a Soyuz capsule for a touchdown in Kazakhstan. But NASA says the Russian space agency's hardline leader, Dmitry Rogozin, is putting the space partnership at risk. Retired astronaut Scott Kelly is sparring with Rogozin, who is a longtime ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin. But Kelly says, despite the deadly conflict, he thinks both sides can hold it together in space. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.